Chapter 5. I have come into my garden, O my sister, my bride. I have plucked my myrrh along with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb along with my honey. I have drunk my wine along with my milk. Eat, O companions, drink and become drunk with expressions of endearment. I am asleep, but my heart is awake. There is the sound of my dear one knocking. Open to me, O my sister, my girl companion, my dove, my blameless one. For my head is filled with dew, the locks of my hair with the drops of the night. I have put off my robe. How can I put it back on? I have washed my feet. How can I soil them? My dear one himself pulled back his hand from the hole of the door, and my inward parts themselves became boisterous within me. I got up, even I, to open to my dear one, and my own hands dripped with myrrh, and my fingers with liquid myrrh upon the hollows of the lock. I opened, even I, to my dear one. But my dear one himself had turned away. He had passed along. My very soul had gone out of me when he spoke. I sought him, but I did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer me. The watchmen that were going about in the city found me. They struck me, they wounded me. The watchmen of the walls lifted my wide wrap off me. I have put you under oath, O daughters of Jerusalem, that if you find my dear one, you should tell him that I am lovesick. How is your dear one more than any other dear one, O you most beautiful one among women? How is your dear one more than any other dear one that you have put us under such an oath as this? My dear one is dazzling and ruddy, the most conspicuous of 10,000. His head is gold, refined gold. The locks of his hair are date clusters. His black hair is like the raven. His eyes are like doves by the channels of water, which are bathing themselves in milk, sitting within the rims. His cheeks are like a garden bed of spice, towers of scented herbs. His lips are lilies, dripping with liquid myrrh. His hands are cylinders of gold, filled with chrysolite. His abdomen is an ivory plate covered with sapphires. His legs are pillars of marble, based on socket pedestals of refined gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice like the cedars. His palate is sheer sweetness, and everything about him is altogether desirable. This is my dear one, and this is my boy companion, O daughters of Jerusalem.